Hey brother, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to make this video today about one thing, and that is the time when you may have heard in the past, you may be hearing right now, or you may hear in the future from a woman, the words that sound like, I need space. I need to find some freedom. I need some distance. I need to get out of this cage. I need to find who I am. I need to find my identity. Things like that. You're going to hear that. If you haven't heard it already, if you're not going through that right now, you will hear that at some point. And the thing I want you to know in this video is that you have to know something is true, and that it's almost always never about you. When she gets to that point, it isn't about something you've done or said specifically to do with you. But the thing is, how we react to that, this is a time when you can react or respond, and how you respond to this trigger in your life is going to make all the difference in the world. The way you respond to the trigger of a woman wanting distance from you, when you're getting the emotional stiff arm, I call it, and she's starting to, you know, go out on her own and find herself and maybe just not spend so much time with you, you have to respond in a way that she can respect. And I know the other way we can go with this, because I was that guy. We can get all needy, we can get all questioning, we could ask who, what, why, where, when, how, what are you doing, what's the matter, what can I do, what did I do wrong, what can I do to help? You know, you start cleaning up more, you pay attention more, you get even closer, you hold on tighter, kind of like a bull rider when he knows he's lost the bull, but he holds on anyway out of pride, and it's a really stupid thing to do. You got to let go. You got to let go, and I know how hard it is because it's so counterintuitive. When a woman's pulling away from you and needing more space and indicating she's not happy, you have to know it's not that she's not happy with you, it's just that she's not happy. And the best thing you can give her, the most attractive strength you can give her is patience and distance. To know that you're okay even if she isn't okay. To know that you're going to be fine even if she's still searching for her identity and her well-being. So my advice for you when you hear anything like, I need space, I feel caged, I feel like you're smothering me, the best advice I can give you is to let go, take a deep breath, and back off. It's hard to do. It's really hard to do. You need to stay calm. And I know it's like being in front of a salivating Rottweiler who's about to attack you, and the animal control person says, hey, just be calm, just be calm. He's more afraid of you than you are of him, and you're going, yeah, right. But that's what it's like. It's counterintuitive to calm down and relax. You have to talk to other men at this point. You have to talk to other men because you do have a need to talk. You have a need to communicate. You have a need to vent and be vulnerable and talk about the fear, because it does suck. It sucks when a woman pulls away from you and you feel that distant energy. And you have to talk about it, just not with her, because that's even more pressure and it will push her further away. And the more and more that we do that, the less and less respect and attraction she can feel for us. So that's your tip for today. One thing I wanted to mention about this spot up here, on August 20th, 19, we're in the year 2000, August 20th, 2016, it's coming up here shortly. This is one nook of my property here where we come for the retreat. That is the men's retreat. We have some people signed up already, but we're not to our maximum of 10 yet. I would love to see you up here. We're going to come up to this spot and get some space. We're going to find our identity. The theme of this retreat is, what's your next 30 years going to be like? Do you want your next 30 years to be exactly like your last? If you don't, you have to come to a men's retreat and talk about it, because we're going to get down to the excuses and we're going to shoot a few holes in them. We're going to have a .22 rifle, I think, here. We're going to shoot holes in some excuses up here on the property. And I want to talk to you. I want to meet you and get to know you and help you figure out how to get into that mountain lion mode, to where you're breathing calmly and you know your next 30 years are going to be fantastic. And when she pulls the I need space card on you, you know you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to give her what she needs. So thanks for watching today. Take care. I really appreciate you watching these videos, and I will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.